Well, you know, last Sunday I thought it was an unusual thing. We had a whole crowd up here, and I said, boy, that was wonderful. But boy, on our regular Sundays, and here it is, a regular Sunday, and you guys are here, and boy, you are a good-looking group. Oh, what a big challenge for us here. Let's see, now, last Sunday was Easter Sunday, right? Yeah, Easter Sunday. I remember mentioning last Sunday that, you know, we were fortunate we were able to celebrate two Easters, just like we have two Christmases. And just as back when we had Christmas, we found out that Christmas doesn't stop with Christmas, but there's the 12 days of Christmas that go on afterwards, you know. There's a whole Christmas season after Christmas. Well, for Easter, Easter doesn't stop with Easter. There's an Easter season that goes on for 50 days after Easter Day. And so we're in our first Sunday after Easter in the Easter season. And during the Easter season, what's key about this point in the Bible is that this is a time when Jesus, now we know he rose on Easter Sunday, but when Jesus walked again on earth with among the disciples and among the people, showing that God had truly conquered death. And so for 50 days, well actually for 40 days, we'll kind of be with the disciples and enjoy the presence of Jesus in his real form. At least we'll remember that that was what was happening. And there were a lot of stories that come from that time. See, when Jesus rose, the first sign that he had risen was that the tomb was empty. And the women had gone to the tomb and they found it empty. And one of the women that was there was approached by a man who she thought was the gardener. And it wasn't until a little bit after she talked with him a while that she realized it was actually Jesus. So the ones that had gone to the tomb, and this woman who actually had seen Jesus, ran back to tell everybody else that the tomb wasn't just empty. They hadn't come and taken Jesus away, but Jesus had walked out of it, and he was there with them. And they kind of wondered about that, because here's a woman coming and telling them this, and said, well, maybe she was not real sure about that. And they kind of all gathered together and started talking about some. And Jesus came to them in a room on that day. Came to the ones that were gathered there. Now, not everybody was there. But Jesus came and they were all amazed, because now they knew it wasn't just something that somebody had told them, but something that they had seen. Jesus was alive with them. Now, the ones that weren't there, and one of them was named Thomas, saw the disciples later, and they told him, they said, we've seen Jesus. He was there, and Thomas said, I can't believe. Even though you said you've seen it, I can't believe it unless I've actually seen him. And I saw the wounds in his hands, and I saw the wound in his side. I just can't believe it. You know, that's what a lot of people say today when they simply hear about it. Well, it wasn't long after that that all the disciples were gathered together, and Thomas was there with them. And Jesus appeared to them there. And Jesus came to Thomas and he held out his hands. And he said, Thomas, touch my wounds. Look at my side. And Thomas, he didn't even touch Jesus. He just fell down and said, oh, Jesus, I see and I believe. Thomas was kind of representing many of us. You know, say, oh, I have to believe. But what Jesus said after that, he says, I'm glad that you all see and believe. But he said, it's more wonderful for those who haven't seen but believe. Amen. And that's what where all the rest of us are. We don't have the opportunity to see Jesus in his bodily form. Jesus is going to leave and return to the Father at the end of the Easter season, at the end of that 40 days, actually. And but we have the stories that have been told us of those who actually saw Jesus. And beyond that, we've seen how Jesus' gift to us, the Holy Spirit, affects the world today. That makes it all real. But it's important for us to continue to believe in spite of the fact that we hear the stories. Because it's in believing that we start knowing and understanding the real presence of Jesus in our lives. Okay. Jesus said, you know, you've got to come as children. Because we know that children learn first to trust. They trust their parents and they trust the things their parents tell them. And they start with trust on which their belief is built. It's only later when they start living in an unbelieving world that they start questioning. And then it's important for them to get the trust back. It's the trust that's the important element in faith and in trusting Jesus and in trusting God in our lives. Okay? So always trust the way you do now in our Jesus, because he'll be there with us. Okay? Does that kind of make sense? I hope so. I got something for you. This is a little thing about doubting Thomas.
Yeah, you'll hear a lot of times some people will talk about being a doubting Thomas. And it just means that they're saying, show me. I need to
see it. And what we need to realize is that there are things that you need to trust and believe in. And Jesus is one of those, even without seeing. Don't be doubting Thomas. Well, thank you all. Thank you all for coming.